Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I am going to do another video in my series of videos on the King James Bible in America, an orthographic, historical, and textual investigation. Last year, September 2019, I wrote this book. It's published by Dispensational Publishing House, and you can order it right here off of the Dispensational Publishing House website directly from the publisher. This is the seventh video in the series that I've been doing. And those of you who have been watching all of these, you know that I've been responding to two videos that Pastor Rodney Boulier did on late in September. He did two videos on and they were titled A Tale of Two Schools, Parts 1 and 2. He did one on September 27 and a previous one on September 24. And the point of those videos was to critique or answer some things that I had said in my book, The King James Bible in America. The first video is directed specifically at the book and me. The second video talks about things that are discussed in the book. Is not necessarily directly talking, Rodney's not directly talking about me, but he is addressing me indirectly through the things that he says. So the last study, and let me just say again, I understand that when you write a book, you're opening yourself up to scrutiny and criticism, and people might not agree and all of that. I get that, and I accept that, and I appreciate that that's part of the process. However, I think that fairness and honesty is absolutely essential if you're going to critique and evaluate somebody's work. And there are just significant problems I find with Rodney's critique and response and argumentation that he presents in both of those videos. So that's why I've been in the process of creating these. Let me say again, I appreciate Rodney. I love Rodney as a brother in Christ, as a fellow minister of the Word of God rightly divided and distinctive message and ministry of the Apostle Paul, and for the belief, Rodney's belief in the preservation of the Word of God in a King James Bible and the fact that the King James Bible is God's Word for English-speaking people. However, there are things that Rodney says about the book that I felt needed a significant response. So, the last video we talked about Stablish, Establish. The video before that we looked at End Sample and Example, and then All Way and Always before that. In this one we want to look at the comments that Rodney makes about thoroughly and throughly in the second part of his video. So, let's jump right into that.
Establish in the King James Bible. We're going to go through the word throughly now. And here's something that's very interesting. The word throughly is found 12 times in your King James Bible. The word thoroughly is found 2 times. Guess which one they want to get rid of? They want to get rid of the one that's used more times than the other one. Now, I think that's kind of reversed if you ask me.
So let me just be clear. I am not calling for us to get rid of throughly in my book, The King James Bible in America. What I am calling for is for us to have an accurate, historically accurate understanding of what that word meant. I don't want to get rid of it. I think it's a perfectly fine word. I don't mind it at all. I like it. No problems here. What I am saying, though, in the book is we need to understand this word accurately from a historical point of view of what this word meant and not say things about the word that aren't true.
That's kind of reversed, if you ask me. It's very interesting that in the Oxford Dictionary, both throughly and thoroughly only have about this much space. That's it. In their different, that's it. There's nothing else. But in the Oxford English Dictionary. Now, thorough has a lot, but thoroughly and throughly. Okay. So what I was able to pull both of the definitions on one slide, which is really good. So here's thoroughly, in a thorough manner or degree, in every part or detail, in all respects, with nothing left undone, fully, completely, wholly, entirely, perfectly. I want you to notice something. I absolutely love this. This is how it was spelled. T-H-O-R-O-W-L-Y. Thoroughly. What genius would change that beautiful, simple spelling to T-H-O-R-O-U-G-H-L-I? What genius in his right mind would complicate the English language from such a beautiful and simple word? So if I write to you in an email, it's going to be T-H-O-R-O-W-L-Y. It's going to be thoroughly just like that. Because that's so easy to spell. It's spelled like it's pronounced. Or should I say it's pronounced like it's spelled. Right?
So let me just stop it there. Again, I need to point out that Rodney is staking his claim here that thoroughly and truly don't mean the same thing on the Oxford English Dictionary. That's what he's doing. I want to also point out that Rodney is okay with this spelling variant. He's okay with thoroughly being spelled T-H-O-R-O-W-L-Y. He's perfectly okay with that. But he's not okay with the suggestion that thoroughly and truly are variants of each other. So let me just also say here, while we just have thoroughly up here, let's go look at the OED. All right. So here is the paid side of the OED. But this is the image. This is the entry that Rodney just showed you. Okay. So he's showing you definition number two. In a thorough manner or degree, in every part or detail, in all respects, with nothing left undone, fully, completely, wholly, entirely, perfectly. He's showing you definition number two. See, he's got it pinned right there. Okay, and then right above it is an example from the previous definition, from definition number one, right? So there it is, thoroughly soaked. So Rodney's okay with this spelling variant, but he's not okay with this one. But let's look at some more things here. Notice, thoroughly, adjective, all right? See also throughly. Now, look again. Rodney leaves that out. He does not show his audience that the Oxford English Dictionary, the very dictionary that he is staking his claim on, says very plainly right here to see also throughly. Then notice also, number one, in a way that penetrates or goes through, right through, quite through. And then notice right here, cross-reference throughly, adjective number two. So Rodney is okay. Let me recap. He's staking his claim on the Oxford English Dictionary. Once again, he's only showing his audience the part of the Oxford English Dictionary that he wants them to see. He doesn't show them this. He doesn't show them this, that the first definition of thoroughly equals the second definition of throughly. He doesn't show any of that. He appears to be okay with this spelling variant, but not this one. So let's continue with Rodney's video.
That's going to stay here for a little bit. Then let's look at throughly. Throughly. Throughly, through the whole thickness, substance, or extent, through, throughout, all through, quite through from beginning to end, for the whole length or time, all through. Notice this definition does not include in every degree, in every part, in detail. It doesn't include in detail. That's not there. And if you think those things don't make a difference, and if you think these things make say the same thing, let me tell you something about you. You are not honestly reading the dictionary when you say all the dictionaries say they mean the same thing. No, they don't. The Oxford English Dictionary does not say these words mean the same thing. Not even close.
So let me just stop it there and say that comment, I argue that exactly what he's addressing there in the book. Now, he doesn't mention me by name, but he is addressing what I said in the book. Now, Rodney has a lot of vitriol here. He's staking his claim on the OED. I've already talked to you about the definition there for thoroughly. Now let's look at throughly. Now, Rodney has said that the OED, that basically said that if somebody is saying that the OED says these words mean the same thing, they are not being honest. And I find it extremely ironic that Rodney would say that in a video where I have already demonstrated to you he has obscured this from the audience. He's obscured this from the audience. He's obscured that the dictionary, the very dictionary that he's saying these things about, says for thoroughly to see also throughly, and then that the first definition of thoroughly, it explicitly says to, that it's equal to the second definition of throughly. So I don't know what Rodney's talking about. So now let's go look. So here's the paid side. Compare throughly. So this is for thoroughly. Compare throughly. Okay. And let's go then and look at throughly. So here is the paid side for Thruly, but let's compare apples with apples again, and let's load the one that Rodney is showing, all right? So Rodney has pinned the following. He has pinned through the whole thickness, substance, or extent, through, throughout, all through, quite through. So that's this definition right here. Number two, he's pinned that, and he's pinned B underneath. Through from beginning to end, for the whole length of time, all through. So notice again, he has showed you this part. He has showed the audience the part that he wants them to see. Let's go to the top. Throughly. This is archaic, meaning this is not the way the word is spelled anymore. Through, adjective. See also thoroughly. So the entry for thoroughly tells you to see throughly. The entry for thoroughly tells you to see thoroughly. But notice number one, this is not shown to the audience. Fully, completely, perfectly equals thoroughly number two. So definition number one for thoroughly equals definition number two for thoroughly, the one Rodney has pinned to the screen. So this is the kind of dirty dealings with the dictionary that we're dealing with here. Rodney has this vitriol in criticizing things. Meanwhile, this is the way he is handling things. He is purposely obscuring from view those portions of the OED, the very dictionary that he is basing his argument on. He's purposely obscuring them from the viewer's view so that he can make this argument. This is not fair dealing with the dictionary. It explicitly says, the very dictionary that Rodney is showing says that the first definition of thoroughly equals thoroughly number two, the very definition Rodney has pinned on the screen here. I find this to be absolutely absurd.
So let's look at the first use or the first mention of the word thoroughly. Thoroughly is only used twice. Only used twice in your King James Bible. Let's look at the first use. Exodus 21:19. And if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him, that some guy punched him or hurt him or whatever. Okay. Then shall he that smote him be quit. You got to stop that. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time and shall cause him or allow him to be healed or thoroughly healed. Thoroughly healed in a thorough manner or degree in every part. You got to be healed in every part, every detail, in all respects, with nothing left undone, fully, complete, wholly, entirely, perfectly. You heard that, man? This is better be his condition when he's back and ready to go to work. Okay? That's thoroughly. Hey, that's good, right? I love the Oxford English Dictionary because he cleared up. They cleared up a lot of things. The next.
Again, I'm glad Rodney loves the Oxford English Dictionary, but there's a lot of vitriol here. So he's saying definition number two of thoroughly. Now, could you, according to the very dictionary that Rodney is staking his claim on, could you say or spell that word there, thoroughly, and have it mean the same thing? Well, let's look. Fully, completely, perfectly equals thoroughly number two. Thoroughly number two. In a thorough manner or degree, in every part or detail, in all respects, with nothing left undone, fully, completely, wholly, entirely, perfectly. The very dictionary that Rodney is using to make these points is absolutely clear that the first definition of thoroughly that Rodney obscured from the audience could just as easily be put into that verse and have it say substantively the same thing. Rodney has selectively engineered and picked and chose what definitions he wants to use so that he can make this argument. This is not an honest argument.
And the last use of thoroughly, 2 Kings 11, 18, and all the people of the land went into the house of Baal and break it down, his altars, and his images, break they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars, and the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Just how comprehensively did they break down this whole thing? They took the place apart. They took the place apart and they splintered it. They splintered it. They tore up the images, the altars. They break them in every manner, in every degree, in every part, in every detail, in all respects, with nothing left undone. Fully, completely, wholly, entirely, perfectly.
Again, thoroughly, fully, completely, perfectly, equals thoroughly number two. So could thoroughly have been used in that verse and still communicated the same substantive content? Yes, according to the very dictionary that Rodney is using. So notice what Rodney's doing. He's saying dictionaries don't matter. He's saying the Bible has its own built-in dictionary. He's saying all these things, yet he's going to the OED and he's picking what he wants, and then he's going to the King James Bible, and then he says, you see how this proves what I want you to see. Folks, if I were one of these people, these 2,052 people that watched this and the 115 that liked this video, I would be writing Rodney right now and saying to Rodney, why did you not give me all the information? Why did you intentionally withhold the information that is explicitly clear that it's not the way Rodney is reporting it? Now, I will admit that I have a little bit more intensity possibly in this video, but we've seen this now. We've seen this type of argumentation now a lot from Rodney. Rodney has a lot of people that watch him, and I would contend and maintain that this type of stuff should not be acceptable by any Bereans who are searching things out to see whether or not they're so.
They did it thoroughly. You get the idea? I don't even have to give you an illustration of what would happen to this room if we went it thoroughly with chainsaws and axes and like they did here. What would be left of this room? What would be left? Splinters. However, if we went it thoroughly, there'll be a chainsaw mark there. There'll be an axe cut there. But they'll just go throughly. Just go throughly. Not thoroughly.
So he has already decided what the words mean. Then he goes to the dictionary and he selects the ones that he likes to make the point. He leaves the other ones out because he already has this idea that he got from other teachers who I've heard say similar things. And none of it is based on the objective evidence and word usages. So it's really, I find this honestly appalling, the level of subterfuge that's being used here.
See the difference? Yeah, there's a difference. So that's it for the word thoroughly in the King James Bible, two times. And they want to get rid of throughly for this. I would have said, man, let's keep throughly and let's get rid of thoroughly. And let's spell throughly, T-H-R-O-W-L-Y. You know, that's going to make it easy for everybody involved in the whole world. No, doctor, doctor songs, that's not good enough. Okay? Throughly. Let's read this again. Throughly. Through the whole thickness, substance or extent, through, throughout, all through, quite through, through from beginning to end, for the whole length or time, all through. Okay? And, just to remind you, thoroughly, thorough manner, degree, every part or detail, all respects, with nothing left undone, fully complete, wholly, entirely. Let's look at the first mention of the word throughly in our King James Bible. Genesis 11:3. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them throughly. And they had brick. After this process was done, they had brick. And slime they had. You see? When it went throughly, they had brick for stone. Had they burned them thoroughly in a manner of degree in every part or detail in all respects with nothing left undone, fully, completely, wholly, entirely, there would have been nothing but ashes left of that thing. But they burned it thoroughly. They burned it throughly through the whole thickness, the substance, or the extent, throughout, quite through, but not thoroughly.
Okay, so Rodney is saying, because it says throughly here in Genesis 11:3, that it could not have been thoroughly. Thoroughly would have been incorrect because it meant there would have been no brick left. So again, Rodney is staking this claim on definition number two for throughly. So let's go back and look at it. Definition number two, through the whole thickness, substance, or extent, through, throughout, all through, quite through. Okay. So he's saying that if it were thoroughly there, that it would have obliterated all the bricks and there would have been no bricks left. So let's just go back here and let's go back to thoroughly and let's see if that's the case. All right. Let's go back to thoroughly and let's see if that's the case. So look at with me number one. This is thoroughly in a manner or degree in every part or detail in all respects with nothing left undone, fully, completely, wholly, entirely, perfectly. All right. Number two. In a way that penetrates or goes through, right through, quite through, cross-reference, throughly, adjective number two. So let's go here. Let's go compare apples to apples. Notice what it says. Definition number, where are we at here? Number one. of thoroughly in the dictionary, in the version that Rodney has, in a way that penetrates or goes through, right through, quite through. Huh. Doesn't that mean the same thing as this? In fact, it explicitly says quite through, right through, penetrates or goes through. These words mean the same thing. So somebody could have said just as easily, burn them thoroughly, and not have meant at all that they were, that the brick were reduced to ashes, because the first definition of thoroughly equals the second definition of throughly. But again, Rodney didn't show you this. He obscured this whole top part from view on the definition of thoroughly, and he only showed you this view. In fact, what he just did in the video is that exact thing. And then he says, well, see, this has to be throughly here. It couldn't have been thoroughly, because if it were thoroughly, then there'd be no brick left. No, not according to the very dictionary that Rodney is staking his claim on, because the first definition of thoroughly is equal to the second definition of throughly, the one that Rodney has pinned to the screen to make this point.
Just like the room would have been destroyed, just like the altars were destroyed, just like there was nothing left, there'd be nothing left of these bricks. You see that? Throughly. Psalm 51, verse 2. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Now, how do you look at this? Here's the thing. As one man eloquently said, David is not asking for sinless perfection. He wants God to go throughout his life and wash out the sin. When I was in the Nazarene church years and years and years ago, they had a doctrine called entire sanctification.
Okay, so again, Psalm 51, verse 2, wash me throughly from mine iniquity. So let's go and let's look at throughly again. So that's the verse Rodney is using. He's using Psalm 51. He's using Psalm 51, verse 2. So again, let's compare apples to apples and look at the same edition that Rodney is using. Okay. Now remember, Rodney, we'll show you again. He's pinned definition number 2. Now he has Psalm 51, verse 2 on the screen. And he's making a point about this, about how this could never have been thoroughly and been correct. Okay? But look at what's going on here. Notice definition number 1, again, of thoroughly that Rodney hid from the audience. Fully, completely, perfectly equals thoroughly 2. So as if that weren't enough, look at the example. Look at the example that this dictionary uses. 1560 Geneva Bible, Psalm 51, verse 2. Wash me throughly of mine iniquity. The very verse Rodney is using is addressed in the dictionary that Rodney is using as an example of the definition that he has hid from you, which equals thoroughly number 2. Do I need to repeat that, or did you get the level of dirty dealings with the dictionary we're dealing with here? This is beyond my ability to comprehend. But that's what's happening. Let me explain it again in case you missed it. Rodney has Psalm 51, verse 2 here, pinned with definition number 2. The very entry, so this is the entry, not right here, is the one that he's got pinned, right here. If you go up, just up, you'll see fully, completely, perfectly equals throughly number 2. Never showed you that. And then the very, one of the examples of that meaning given in the dictionary that Rodney is using is from the 1560 Geneva Bible, is Psalm 51, verse 2, wash me throughly of mine iniquity. Which equals this, which is completely contrary to the point Rodney is making. So, the idea that these definitions were derived from the King James Bible alone is not, that's not what Rodney's doing here. He is selectively engineering things and hiding things so that he can make the point that he wants to make.
Entire sanctification, where you arrived at a place in your life where you reached sinless perfection, then you're qualified to go to heaven. Whew. I still don't see any halos in here. Not one. Especially Brittany. I don't see a halo on your head. Now, I'm going to show you one. This is the one where everybody gets a little upset about, because every perversion of the Bible has replaced the word thoroughly with thoroughly. I'm referring to 2 Timothy 3:17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let's look at why it can't be thoroughly. If this was thoroughly, if that's what was in this verse, it would mean that the man of God would know everything there is to know. That's what it would mean, thoroughly. But the context doesn't allow for that. Notice the context.
Again, this is sneaky what he's doing here. So let's look at it, okay? Does the first definition of thoroughly equal the second definition of thoroughly? So Rodney is going to talk about this as though there's only one definition for each word. That's not true, okay? So if we go back to thoroughly now and we look at number two, okay, let's do that. Let's go back to thoroughly and let's look at number two. What are we going to see? And we're going to see, let's compare apples to apples here. And we go to number two. What is it? In a manner or degree, in every part, in every detail, in all respects, with nothing left undone, in a way that penetrates or goes right through. So Rodney is selectively going to now apply this in sort of the ultimate way here in this. Are these words substantively carrying the same meanings in both cases? So thoroughly sense one equals thoroughly sense two. Thoroughly sense one equals thoroughly sense two, and thoroughly sense two equals thoroughly sense one, quite through. So everything that Rodney is going to say here is based upon this selective application of the dictionary.
3:16-17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now the word, you know, a lot of people think this is profitable for doctrine means that all the doctrine in the Bible is for us. No, that's not what it means. It means it's important to know that Israel's doctrine under the law was for them. It's important. That's very profitable for you to know that. It's very profitable for you to know that today you're saved by grace. You're not saved by keeping the Ten Commandments. That's very profitable. All doctrine is very profitable as long as you know who it's written to. That's important, okay? The greatest confusion in Christendom today is people don't know that, hey, that was written to Israel under the law. Why are you putting me under that? Okay, but that's another story. But it means that he would know everything. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That, in order that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thoroughly furnished with the word of God. He's got everything he needs in the word of God, everything he needs to do the work of the ministry. If he was thoroughly furnished, he would be a military genius. He'd be a financial genius. He'd be a scientist. He'd be a brain surgeon. That's thorough. That's thoroughly. But he's not thoroughly furnished in every detail, every part, nothing lacking, blah, blah, blah. He's thoroughly furnished to accomplish the work of the ministry. He has the divinely inspired, divinely preserved Word of God to accomplish what he needs to do in the ministry.
So, thoroughly number one, in a way that penetrates or goes through, right through, quite through, thoroughly number two, it equals the same thing that Rodney has here. So, is it a substantive difference in meaning to say thoroughly and not throughly? Not according to the very dictionary that Rodney has staked his claim on. And remember, he has hid this from view. All this part up here, he has hidden from view. And the only thing he showed you was this part down here. I've showed you this like three or four times now. So what is going on here? Let's look at a few more things outside of the OED. So we could look at the Middle English Dictionary, throughly. Notice, here are the forms in Middle English, thorough, throughout, okay, through, with a verb of motion all the way, utterly, completely, in a thorough manner, in every detail, in all respects, fully, perfectly. Middle English Dictionary, this is what the word meant in Middle English. We could go to the online etymological dictionary that deals with the history of words and how they came into existence. Here's the entry for throughly, wholly, completely, mid-15th century, so that would be the 1400s, from through plus ly, archaic alternative to thoroughly. Well, didn't this dictionary just say, didn't the OED say that the two words are variants of each other? Okay, we could look at the Bailey's Dictionary from 17. This is the, which one is this one here? This is a Universal Etymological English Dictionary from 1721 by Noah Bailey. Notice right here, thorough. So something that's throughly is thorough. Thoroughly. 1721. We could look at the Samuel Johnson's dictionary from 1755, a dictionary of the English language. Here's the entry for it. So Samuel Johnson, a dictionary of the English language, 1755. Now watch. So throughly, adjective. For through, it is commonly written thoroughly as coming from thorough, one, completely, fully, entirely, wholly, the sight so throughly him dismayed, the naught. So you can read all this stuff here if you want to read it, but what this word from through, which is exactly what the other dictionary just said, is commonly written thoroughly as coming from thorough. The idea that these words are totally unrelated to each other and that they mean different things, it's not true in the OED, it's not true in any of these. So when we get to Noah Webster in 1828, and he says, thoroughly, completely, fully, wholly, without reserve, sincerely, for this thoroughly is now used, all he is saying is that throughly has fallen out of usage and has been totally replaced by this spelling, by the spelling of thoroughly. That's it. The same thing, all this other information that we have going all the way back, as far back as we can go, is saying that these words mean the same thing. Now, what I find truly fascinating about all of this is that Rodney has taken the bait. I address this issue in the King James Bible in America. If thoroughly and throughly are totally different words and don't mean the same thing, the way we just saw Rodney argue, then there are serious logical consequences for the printed history of the King James Bible. Let me show you. So this is a website, this is the King James Bible, black letter edition. This is parallel columns. So here's the original 1611 King James Bible, and here's the current 1769. We are in Genesis chapter 3. Let's look at verse 11. Notice what it says. Genesis 11, verse 3. Genesis 11, verse 3. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. The old spelling of thoroughly, the one Rodney loves. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. So the original 1611 King James Bible had thoroughly there, not throughly. But now the 1769, the one Rodney just showed you, and they said one to another, go to, let us burn brick and burn them throughly. Well, if these words don't mean the same thing, and the brick, so the King James 1611 has the bricks being obliterated, according to what Rodney says, because of his selective application of the dictionary, then that would mean that the King James Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, has an error in it and is errant. If you take what Rodney said consistently and apply it logically, to take it to its logical conclusion, then the 1611 Bible is not communicating the correct information to you, because according to the way Rodney has defined the word thoroughly, the bricks are obliterated, and that's not what happened. So which edition of the King James Bible is the inerrant one? If you're going to adopt Rodney's argumentation, which edition of the King James Bible is the inerrant one? Is it the 1611 or is it the 1769? Is it the one that said thoroughly, or is it the one that said throughly? Or if you adopt the position I argue for in the King James Bible, you avoid the problem altogether because you understand that they mean the same thing and they are variants of each other, exactly like I've showed you in this video. Look, folks, this is the exact argument that critics of the King James Bible want to pin on us when they say, which edition is the inerrant one? Why are we, King James Bible believers, adopting positions that play into the hands of those that want to make these arguments? I don't understand it. I don't understand why we are so bent on maintaining our tradition that we don't see that our tradition is leading us logically to conclusions that we do not want to go to. My position is a position of least damage. Philosophically, it's the position of charity. It's the position of least damage. It's the position that says, if I adopt this position, I now have a way of dealing with what might seem to otherwise be a problem, because if it's thoroughly or throughly, they are substantively communicating the same information. Now, this gets worse for those that want to argue as Rodney has argued. We could go now, let's go to Exodus chapter 21, and let's go look at verse 19. Exodus chapter 21, verse 19. Let me make sure I got this right here, because this website's a little awkward sometimes. Okay. Exodus chapter 21, verse 19. If he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, so this font's a little hard to read, okay? Notice right here, though, it says what? Throughly. So here's an instance in Exodus chapter 21, verse 19, where the 1611 Bible had throughly. But now look over here to the 1769. Thoroughly. So here we have an opposite change. Here we have a change in the opposite direction. In the first one, in Genesis 11, we saw that the 1611 had thoroughly and the 1769 had throughly. But here we see the exact opposite, where the 1611 has throughly, but the 1769 has thoroughly. So again, if I'm going to adopt Rodney's argument, then please tell me, Rodney has to tell us, logically, Rodney has to tell us, which one of these editions of the King James Bible is the inerrant one? Which is the one that got it right? I don't have to, my position doesn't have to do that because it recognizes their variance, their spelling variance, that they mean the same thing. Let's go to 2 Kings. See, here's the thing. These are lateral moves. These are lateral moves. Both ways they're being switched. 2 Kings chapter 11. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 18. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 18. Here it is again. Notice, throughly. Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 18, throughly in the 1611. Wow, look over here in the 1769, thoroughly. So now here's three verses that if you're going to adopt Rodney's position, you're going to have to tell me, and Rodney needs to tell us, which one of these is the inerrant one? I don't need to do that because my position is recognizing the fact that these are variants that mean the same thing. Exactly like I showed you in 1755, exactly like I showed you in the Middle English Dictionary, exactly like we looked at in the Online Entomological Dictionary or Noah Bailey's Dictionary from 1721. Or the OED, the very dictionary that Rodney is staking his claim on. See, folks, this is a significant, this is not just a minor question. And all lovers and defenders and believers in the King James Bible as God's word for English-speaking people need to realize and understand that what I am trying to do here is to put forth an argument about these things that makes sense. That accords with the facts. I'm not trying to take the Bible away from anybody. But the logical problems created by the argumentation that we've seen, the inaccurate and unfactual argumentation is troubling to me. Let's go look at one in the New Testament. Let's go look at Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3, and let's look at verse 17. Luke chapter 3, verse 17. Here it is again, right? Whose fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly. So 1611 had thoroughly. 1769 has throughly. What are we going to do, folks? What are we going to do? So we King James Bible believers, we have some choices to make. Now, this is all covered in the book. Now, there's a lot more covered in the book than what I'm saying about these issues here. But where are we at here? Because these are real problems that we need to deal with in the printed history of the King James. I've showed you four examples where there are lateral moves between thoroughly and throughly twice and between truly and thoroughly twice in the printed history of the King James Bible. If we adopt the position that these words don't mean the same thing, that they are words of discriminated difference in meaning, then we need to say, Rodney needs to say, which one of these is the inerrant one. I can say they both are. Because there is no substantive difference in meaning between thoroughly and truly. So, yeah, I have a problem with Rodney's videos. And I think you should too. Because he has not dealt honestly with the data, with the information. So I'm going to end this video there. Rodney is essentially done in his video talking about thoroughly and throughly. And what I'm thinking I'm going to do is I'm going to make one sort of summation video to all of these to sort of cap this off. But this is a serious issue. This is a serious issue, and we need to. I do not think that what I'm saying in this book at all should call into question anyone's belief in the King James Bible. It strengthens my belief, and it has strengthened the belief of many people who have read it. Now, just because a lot of people agree with Rodney or a lot of people agree with me doesn't make one position right over the other. What makes a position right and correct is what accords with the objective facts. And if we are going to adopt Rodney's position, then I need somebody to tell me which one of these is the inerrant one. And you can't just sweep this under the rug because of the four changes, two times laterally between the two, like I just showed you. You need to think about this. You need to pray about this. I'm not trying to take anybody's Bible from them. I am trying to save, not save, that's too strong of a language. What I'm trying to do is enunciate and articulate a more clear defense of the King James that doesn't outstrip the facts and the evidence. That's what I'm trying to do. Thanks for listening.